you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
It's Friday, September 23rd. I'm Sharon McNary, and you're listening to the LA Report on KPCC and LAist.com. Here's what's happening. Staff at all LA Unified schools will soon be stocked with Narcan to reverse the effects of opioid overdoses. The LA County Department of Public Health will supply it. The move announced yesterday follows last week's death in Hollywood of a 15-year-old high school student who'd taken drugs laced with fentanyl. Loretta Whitson is the president of the California Association of School Counselors. She says it's no surprise that teenagers will try alcohol or something more powerful.
But the anxiety levels is up, mental health issues are up, and the combination of students thinking that they're getting something safe is at an all-time high.
Loretta Whitson says school counselors can work with students on ways to resist pressure to take drugs. She also suggests parents use a 1 to 10 scale to ask teens about stress and anxiety. A live performance centered around artists and their personal mental health struggles happens this weekend at Santa Monica College. KPCC's Robert Garova has the story.
Comedic monologues about panic attacks, songs about isolation during the pandemic, and real stories about the mental health struggles associated with hiding your sexuality. They're all part of a performance series called This Is My Brave, which comes to the Broad stage on Sunday. Cast members between the ages of 15 and 45, some of whom have never performed on stage before, rehearsed for months to bring the multidisciplinary show to life. That includes Joe Cockerell, who will tell a deeply personal story that involves a time he attempted to take his own life. He says his struggle with mental health is something even some of his friends who will be in the audience don't know about him.
No one is immune from it. It doesn't matter what race, ethnicity, or sexuality you are, we're all susceptible to it. And I think that the variety of people in the show and the stories that they're sharing reiterates that.
Organizers hope the show will help to destigmatize mental health and maybe speak to audience members who are going through something similar. Covering mental health, I'm Robert Garova.
We have details online about how to buy tickets for the concert at laist.com, laist.com. This month, KPCC launched a new series on navigating pregnancy. Reporter Mariana Dale talked to OBGYNs about how patients can get the most out of their prenatal visits.
UCLA Obstetrics and Gynecology Associate Professor Aparna Sridhar says it's always okay for patients to express their concerns, even multiple times. That could sound like,
hey, I know we did these things, and I'm still worried about this particular scenario because of A, B, and C.
Samuel Kassar is an OBGYN at the San Gabriel Valley's Emanate Health. He says patients will often hear that their symptoms, including cramps or lower back pain, are normal.
But for most patients, that's not enough information.
Kassar suggests asking follow-up questions like, why do you think that's normal? Or can you explain what mechanism is causing this type of pain? Covering Early Childhood, I'm Mariana Dale.
You can learn more about how to be your own advocate during pregnancy. Text the keyword HEYVB to this number, 73224. That's HEYBB to the number 73224. The National Transportation Safety Board called on car makers this week to install alcohol impairment systems, better known as breathalyzers, in all new cars, trucks, and SUVs. NTSB board member Tom Chapman was a guest on KPCC's Air Talk. He says breathalyzers and speed monitoring systems will save lives.
We think there's a lot of promise in these advanced driver monitoring systems, again, by themselves or in combination with integrated passive alcohol detection systems to help us get a handle on this terrible problem we're facing with impaired driving.
The federal government says more than 11,000 people died in alcohol-related crashes in 2020. As part of the 2022 Global Climate Strike, the group Youth Climate Strike LA held a rally and march today at LA City Hall to press local officials to do more to fight climate change. Sim Bilal with Youth Strike LA says they want the city council to stop taking political donations from fossil fuel companies.
It's incredibly important to, get money out of fossil fuels, because if we don't, we're not going to make any progress when it comes to climate legislation.
Youth Climate Strike LA also wants better public transportation across LA. Thanks so much for listening to the LA Report. I'm Sharon McNary. You can read more on LAist.com or listen live at kpcc.org or on the KPCC app.
This program is made possible in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, a private corporation funded by the American people.
Support comes from Ciclovia, catalyzing vibrant public spaces, active transportation, and good health through car-free streets. Ciclovia promotes respect and infrastructure for bike and pedestrian-friendly public spaces. Enjoy these pop-up parks for the day in your favorite people-powered way. Jogging, biking, skating, strolling, or simply spectating. Free and open to all, Ciclovia Sundays generate miles of smiles in neighborhoods all over L.A. Details at www.ciclavia.org.